Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Thinking in Systems: A Primer by Danella H. Meadows is a concise nonfiction introduction to systems thinking. Originally developed from a manuscript circulated within the systems dynamics community and published posthumously, the book explains how complex systems such as economies, ecosystems, organizations, and households produce behavior through their internal structures rather than through isolated events. Meadows writes for readers who may not identify as systems theorists, but who need a clearer way to understand interdependence, feedback, and unintended consequences. Her goal is practical as well as intellectual to help readers see why linear fixes so often fail in complex settings and why durable change depends on understanding the rules and relationships inside a system. The style is deliberately accessible, using everyday examples and simple diagrams instead of mathematics. As a primer, it is less a technical textbook than a clear framework for thinking about recurring problems and policy interventions in a world shaped by interconnected forces. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, systems behave according to structure, not isolated events. One of the book's most important ideas is that what we usually call a problem event is often only the visible surface of a deeper structure. Meadows argues that systems generate their own behavior through the relationships among parts, the rules those parts follow, and the feedback loops that connect them. This shifts attention away from blaming external shocks alone and toward examining why the same kinds of outcomes keep recurring. A company that repeatedly misses deadlines, for example, may not simply suffer from bad luck. It may have incentives, delays, and information bottlenecks that reproduce the same result. The same logic applies to public issues such as poverty, pollution, or congestion. By insisting that structure matters more than isolated incidents, the book gives readers a way to ask better diagnostic questions. Instead of asking what happened this time, the reader is pushed to ask what patterns are being created over time and what system design makes them likely. Secondly, stocks, flows, and feedback loops form the core mechanics of systems. Meadows builds her explanation around three basic concepts: stocks, flows, and feedback loops. Stocks are accumulations, such as money, water, inventory, or trust. Flows are the rates that increase or decrease those stocks. Feedback loops connect actions to later consequences, shaping whether a system grows, stabilizes, or destabilizes. Reinforcing loops amplify change, producing growth or decline, while balancing loops counteract deviation and push the system toward a target or limit. This framework is powerful because it explains both ordinary and surprising behavior without requiring advanced mathematics. For instance, a heating system uses balancing feedback to maintain temperature, while a rumor spreading through a network may follow reinforcing feedback as each new person tells several others. Meadows shows that many policy mistakes come from ignoring delays between action and response, or from overlooking how a stock can hide problems until it crosses a threshold. The model is simple, but it clarifies why interventions often produce delayed or counterintuitive results. Thirdly, delay and policy resistance explain why interventions often fail. The book pays close attention to why well-intentioned interventions frequently produce disappointing results. Meadows emphasizes delays, nonlinearity, and policy resistance. A delayed effect means the consequences of a decision may not appear until long after the decision was made, making it easy to misread cause and effect. Policy resistance occurs when multiple parts of a system respond to an intervention in ways that cancel or weaken its intended effect. This is common in organizations and public policy, where one problem is solved by creating another. For example, building more roads can temporarily reduce congestion, but it can also encourage more driving and eventually restore the original bottleneck. Meadows uses such logic to show that systems often push back against simplistic fixes. The lesson is not that intervention is impossible, but that effective intervention requires understanding how the system adapts. Readers learn to expect side effects, to look for unintended loops, and to recognize that a solution aimed at one variable may alter the whole system in ways that are not immediately visible. Fourthly, leverage points matter more than forceful but shallow reforms. A distinctive part of Meadows' approach is her discussion of leverage points, or places within a system where a small shift can produce large change. She argues that not all interventions are equally valuable. Changing parameters, such as subsidies or limits, can matter, but changing information flows, rules, or the underlying goals of a system often matters much more. This is one reason the book remains influential in management, environmental policy, and software thinking. It encourages readers to stop equating visible effort with effective action. A highly visible fix can still be weak if it leaves the basic structure untouched, while a less obvious change may reshape behavior across the entire system. Meadows also implies that leverage requires humility, because the right intervention is not always the most obvious one. The chapter on intervention points helps readers think strategically about where to act, how to avoid cosmetic change, and why structural reform is usually more effective than repeated emergency response. Lastly, the book treats systems thinking as a disciplined habit of attention. Although the book is technical in subject matter, it is also philosophical in its method. Meadows repeatedly asks readers to pay attention to relationships, patterns, limits, and boundaries, rather than only to measurable outputs. She warns against over-reliance on narrow indicators, because what is easy to count is not always what matters most. This makes the book more than a collection of diagrams. It is a training in how to observe the world differently. The reader is encouraged to remain curious, to be alert to simplifications, and to accept uncertainty without giving up on analysis. That stance is especially useful in domains where people are tempted to make linear judgments about complex situations. The book therefore functions as both a practical primer and an intellectual correction to reductionist thinking. Its deeper value lies in helping readers become more disciplined observers of complexity, able to ask how parts interact, where feedback accumulates, and why apparently small details can alter outcomes across an entire system. In conclusion, Thinking in Systems: A Primer is best suited to readers who deal with complexity in any form, managers, engineers, policymakers, educators, environmental professionals, software developers, and general readers who want a clearer way to understand recurring problems. Its main benefit is not a set of quick fixes, but a durable framework for diagnosing why systems behave as they do and why simple interventions often fail. Readers come away better able to distinguish symptoms from causes, notice feedback loops, and identify leverage points that can produce more meaningful change. Compared with many books on decision-making or problem-solving, it stands out because it does not treat complexity as a motivational challenge or a data problem alone. It shows that structure shapes behavior, that delays distort judgment, and that the most effective action is often the one that changes relationships rather than isolated parts. For anyone who wants to think more carefully about organizations, ecosystems, institutions, or everyday life, this book offers a compact but unusually powerful conceptual toolkit. If you would like to support Danella H. Meadows, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.